Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is taking control and living the best quality of life possible. And what we don't always realize is that we live our lives according to what someone else's expectations rather than our own. There is a strategy to taking control of your life and satisfying yourself and not someone else. Sometimes parents mean well, but unless they are willing to hear you out and support your choices, they tend to want to relive their lives through their children. And this is an important topic because we just don't realize how this affects who we are as an adult. And this is true in my family, and for a lot of reasons, I was estranged from my mother. Just because of these reasons, because she couldn't accept the fact that I was someone with a disability who had capabilities, and she did not know how to encourage her children to live the best quality of life possible within their limits. And she died about 2 weeks ago, and she was 92 years old. I had always assumed that she would live well into her 90s, because her uncle lived to be 99. And so I had assumed because she had lived as good a life or better than he did, that she would live that long a life. But then about 8 years ago, she started losing her sight. And once she started losing her eyesight, there was very much a drastic change in how she looked. And I stayed with her for about 8 months, 16, 17 years ago. And during that time, there was a big blow-up because all I was trying to do was tell her what I wanted to do with my business. And I said to her, you don't support me. And in her eyes, she saw dollar signs. And all she kept saying is, I wanted her money. And originally, her will was set up in such a way that because my sister and I both have disabilities, that it was to be set up as a trust fund so that we could, and we would draw from it every month a certain amount of money to help us pay our bills. And then because she could not control me by going and staying with her sister and going to the courts and filing papers that I was violent to take me to court, she then decided to change her will so that I was left nothing but a dollar. And I remember talking to a lawyer, and he told me as long as she is alive, she can do whatever she wants to, but that was going to put me in the position of having to sue my sisters for my fair share of my inheritance. And then about 3 years ago, when my sister retired, one of the things that she did was she updated the will so that now all the money is being put into an estate. And then all of my bills on the place where I live are going to be taken care of. The thing is, I would rather have had her encouragement and her support and a little bit of financial assistance up front when I needed it rather than having to wait to the back end. And I remember as a young child going to the fair and throwing a temper tantrum because I wanted one of those birds on the stick that when you twirled it, it sank. And when I look back on it, more than anything, it wasn't the bird that I wanted as much as that I wanted them to do something for me to show me that they truly cared about me. The thing is that this is what children do because they desperately need their parents' love and their parents' encouragement. The sad part is you have too many parents that just don't know how to love. And to them, it's a word. It's not a feeling. one of the things that I'm going to talk about today is the laws of attraction, because if we understand the laws of attraction, then when we take control of our lives, then these are universal truths that we can incorporate into our lives and help us to take total control of our lives and live the best quality of life possible. Here you will find information regarding the law of attraction, one of the universal laws. Before you look over the law of attraction information, what we want to do is give you a description of it. And the universal law is that it governs the universe. They are basic principles of life and have been around since creation. They are laws of the divine universe. Universal laws apply to everyone everywhere. They cannot be changed. They cannot be broken. The universal law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. It is simple in concept, but practice is necessary. But once you get it, there is no looking back. It is a part of you forever. The simplest definition of this law is like attracts like. Other definitions include you attract what you put your energy and focus on, whether wanted or unwanted. The law of attraction is neutral. All forms of matter and energy are attracted to that which is like vibration. You are a living magnet. Energy attracts like energy. That which is like unto itself is drawn. Abraham Hicks. The law of attraction is fun to learn and use because you are always watching, waiting, expectantly for your desires to manifest. You can deliberately use this law to create your future. The law of attraction. The universal law of attraction is working in your life right now. Whether you are aware of it or not, you are attracting people, situations, jobs, and much more into your life. Once you are aware of the law of attraction and how it works, you can start to use it to deliberately attract what you want into your life. How do you create your desires using the powerful law? What is the law of attraction formula? There are just a few basic steps. You must be very clear on exactly what your desire is. Allow it. Focus on it. Give it all your positive energy. Visualize and raise your vibration about it. Feel good. A major factor behind the law of attraction is the energy and vibrations of our emotions and feelings. Any thought you may have when combined with emotions, vibrations out from you to the universe and will attract back what you want. You can leave all these details to the universe. Let the universe figure out the method of delivery when you will receive it. Now, all you have to do is allow it. Sounds easy, right? This can be the most difficult part of the law of attraction process. We be doubt-free. All you need to do is expect it. Act like you already have it. Be grateful. And always take inspired action. If something feels right, then go ahead and do it. Taking inspired action is an important step. That is it. You can always be expectant of good things, your desire. Feel good knowing your desire is on its way to you. This is how the law of attraction works. This is the law of attraction process. Law of attraction says, that which is like unto itself is drawn. Once you activate a vibration within you, law of attraction then begins responding to the vibrations, and you're off and running, whether it's something wanted or unwanted. Law of attraction, and when it is sent to you, ask, and it is given. There is no more powerful statement that is at the basis of what makes things happen. everything is valid and everything is truthful, because the law of attraction is everything. Within the seed of your desire is everything necessary for it to blossom to fulfillment, and law of attraction is the engine that does work. If you will relax and allow law of attraction to do the organization, the managing, and then you can spend your time doing things that please you. And let me kind of give you an idea about how the law of attraction worked for me. Because for many years, I was very much estranged from my family. And the last time I saw my mother, I had seen a drastic change in her. And I knew that I could not be around her. So what I would say and what I put out to the universe was, just let me know when she dies. And the fact of the matter was, in my family, we don't really talk to each other. So that my sister never told me just how bad she had gotten. So I had just assumed that she was maintaining and she would be around for a while. And then my cousin called me up and says that my sister called him, that she didn't have my number and didn't know how to get a hold of me, and that he should call me and let me know that she died. And, you know, and in a way, the fact that I had put out there, just let me know when she dies, then guess what? I found out when she died. And so that what you need to realize is just how important that what you put out there and what vibrations you put out there, whether it be business or personal, that's what's going to bring things to you. The things we are attracted towards tell a lot about us. After all, we are about our attraction. No, here I am replacing thoughts with attraction. We in present are the residual outcome of the past thoughts of attraction. In other words, we in present are the manifestation of our past or recent thoughts of attraction. Isn't it interesting? The cause and effect mechanism. We are in present as caused by past thoughts. This incredible fact arms us with the power of manifestation, what we badly want, by attracting them in present. The law of attraction, a beautiful phenomenon, isn't it? If you ask me history of law of attraction, I have only one answer. Law of attraction is working the day universe was formed and the day law of gravity started working. Just that. Now we know the name of this beautiful and life-transforming law as law of attraction. The discovery of quantum physics has been vital to unearth the hidden possibility law of attraction possesses. Let us feel and be blessed. We must thank Dr. Fred Allen Wold, Dr. Emoto, Dr. Amit Goswami, and many more who have given scientific perspective to law of attraction. We all are using the law of attraction in some way or the other, where we are aware of it or not. If we want to exploit all the hidden possibilities and magical powers of law of attraction, then we need to be observant and attract with faith only what we want. I like to call it being power attractor. Focus the end. Forget the means. The more focused we are towards the end, what we want, the faster means how to get what we want will follow. I love to recall many incidents out of my life when I wanted things badly at the same time. I had literally no idea how would I get it. Just that I attracted what I wanted. And eventually, one fine day, it was right in front of me. The most important thing we need to understand the manifestation of what we want may not be the way we think them to be, but it's surely guaranteed that things will manifest. All we need to do is to be observant enough to recognize, to be thankful for the manifestation. I got this clue from the movie Evan Almighty, when Morgan Freeman tells Lauren Graff, when you ask for happiness, do you think God sent someone named Happiness? All it means is look around. Wants do manifest. Just that we need to keep faith up and be observant. The secret of attraction is to be beautiful and incredible law. Every day is so exciting for me. Why? Well, because there are many visitors who come to my Law of Attraction Forum or Law of Attraction blog, or even ask me on Skype, Facebook, does Law of Attraction really work? And I feel so dumb to convince and prove them that, yes, it does work because the Law of Attraction is such an obvious law. It works as much as Law of Gravity does. You accept it or not, it still works. It's working and will keep on working for you, where you exploit its powers or not. I see Law of Attraction as a reactive law. We act and it reacts like Law of Gravity does. I act equals I want a dream job. Law of Attraction reacts by providing me with my dream job. Law of Karma is equally important. Merely sitting and keeping attracting will fetch nothing but disappointment. We need to make the universe react by providing us with what we want. We must take inspired action and action towards achieving what we want, not only in the thoughts but in reality too. Visualization is a very vital and powerful activity to tell you the fact. Medical research has proven that our subconscious brain cannot distinguish between an event taking place in thought, visualization, or an event taking place in reality. The subconscious brain fires the same muscles in both the cases. Now, this is the clue, which we can leverage up on and enjoy the things even in thoughts before it manifests in reality. If you do not attract what you want to be, you will be what you are forever. It's a cliche question I have been asked on Facebook and Skype. But why all bad things happen only to me? Well, I always have only one definite answer to this. Because you attract it by saying this or attracting more of it. We must understand that we are like a magnet. Even when we think of the things that we do not wish to do or not want, still we are provided with them. Why? Because the Law of Attraction does not distinguish between what is good for you or what is not. Bottom line is you attracted it, so you are given. You wish. Your wish is my command. We need to always check on our thoughts and attractions. What we attract should be in sync with what we want. Law of Attraction can be applied in every walk of life. Be in attracting a dream life, getting your ex back to attract wealth, money, or abundance, to attract a dream job, to find a perfect soulmate, to make better relationships, in nutshell, to get what you badly want. Always, we are always using Law of Attraction in almost all walks of life. Always, we are already using the Law of Attraction in almost all and what you badly want. Always, we are already using the Law of Attraction in almost all walks of life. Interesting fact is, many of us are still not aware of it. This is the opportunity for all of us to leverage upon this most wonderful and beautiful law to transform our and others' lives. How and why power of Law of Attraction system is so powerful. Power attractor. Power Law of Attraction approach empowers you to attract what you want by being selective rather than to eliminate of what you do not want. Remember, if you do not want something, you will still get more of it. Because even by thinking you do not want it, you are attracting it. And the wonderful law of attraction says, attract it, it's delivered. Universal law. Power law of attraction is such a natural approach to what can be applied for anything, anytime, in any circumstances to manifest anything that you want in any part of the universe, by anyone, no exception. After all, it's the universal law of impersonal as law of gravity. And why it's important to understand the law of attraction is one simple reason. When you are looking at the law of attraction, then what you need to think about is how the things you say and the things you do are attracting that which you are talking about. So think of all of the things that you can do that can really benefit you into a magnet for the things you truly want. And ask for them, but ask for them in a way that you can show that this is truly who you are. And if you need help in finding out how to attract those things to you, then what you need to do is work with me through a complimentary coaching consultation where you can discover the role of your thoughts and emotion in manifesting the desires and identify the stumbling blocks to your success that are emanating from your unconscious. Because remember, what we forget about, and Freud talked about it, was the conflict of the conscious, the unconscious, and the subconscious. Remember, the id, the ego, and the subconscious, and how they were always in conflict with each other. And also, remember, you dream, and your dreams can be what you are manifesting in your life. And also, we can work with you to help you transmit the right messages to the universe and to manifest abundance and health. Harness the power of thought to create and receive anything you want in life. Avoid the common errors that prevent people from attracting what they want. Understand the connection between our thoughts, our desires, and what are you actually receiving from the universe. Utilize the concept of magnetism in the context of the law of attraction. Find out why the law of attraction is a primal force in everyone's life. Methodically eliminate emotional blocks that are preventing you from succeeding in attracting desires. Also, what we want to do is work with you because first we want to help you understand what the law of attraction is, how the law of attraction works, how the law of attraction humans and the universe, the stepping stone for abundance, how the law of attraction magnetizes your desires, the relationship between thought and reality, how you communicate with the universe, discover the right frequency for manifesting, how the law of attraction gives you what you want. And also, we'll work with you to help you understand how to apply the law of attraction for the first time in your life, the importance of unlearning, making space for strong positive beliefs, eliminating harmful beliefs, persistence in how it affects what you attract, dominant thoughts and non-dominant thoughts, signaling the universe the right way, reviewing your life trajectory. What are you attracting in life? Altering negative frequencies, discovering how you align with the universe, asking for your desires, redefining your actions, expectations, and human ties. And also, manifesting small and big things in your life, what the universe expects of you, the proper way of asking the universe, thankfulness, and why it matters, using visualization to correct frequency, why forgiveness matters, energy channels also, and finally, neutralizing unhappiness and learning from it, reframing what is possible and impossible with the law of attraction, analyzing internal conflict, powering down negative emotions, setting the right intention. And these are things that by taking control of your life and understanding why these situations happen will help you improve and get back to what it is you truly want in your life and how you can take better control of your life. Because when you take control of your life, then no one else can interfere in how you succeed. And remember, when someone else is trying to take control of your life, it's because somewhere they are feeling inadequate in who they are. And by them taking control of you and your life, then it helps them gain better control of their own life. Because they, what it is that when someone lacks self-esteem and they feel that they're inferior to someone else, then by them being negative and constantly pounding you with those negative thoughts, then they're going to help make you feel even worse, which gives them power in their own life because they fear watching someone else be more successful than they are. And the best thing that you can do is not give up your own power to someone else. So that what we want to do is help you learn how to take control of your life. And what you can do is contact me at 678-462-0005 if you would like to find out some more information how you can get help in building and taking more control of your life. And also, you can visit my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And it will tell you all the things that you need to know about the different programs that we offer. Also, what I would like to do is remind you that you can come, that invite you back next week, when we will talk about what are multiple streams of income and how you can take control of your life and develop the kind of income you want. Because remember, once you understand how to attract what you truly want in life, then you can develop what it is that is truly your passion and turn it into the kind of income that you truly want it to be. And it, multiple streams of income doesn't mean three or four different jobs at the same time. All it means is taking and repurposing one product into multiple streams of income. And so we will discuss how to do that and how to create the income you truly want. Simply because when you look at today's marketplace, there are jobs out there. It's just not the traditional job that everyone is used to. And what we're finding is that many people have W-2 jobs, so or they have hourly or annually paychecks. And when they lose these paychecks, they're looking for other jobs earning the same way rather than becoming creative. So we want to teach you how to become creative in your personal life and create multiple streams of income for yourself.